Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Wednesday edition. We've reached the midweek portion of the week, and now the NFL is all done for week 13, looking into week 14, which starts tomorrow. All right, let's get the good of the day.
All right, well, I don't mean to highlight Ron Rivera here, because I know you might still be, you know, reeling a little bit from Monday.
Sure I am, yeah.
But we got to highlight Ron Rivera here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I mean, we all know he's had a weird season.
Kicked
cancer's ass.
Kicked cancer, that's right.
But then we find out what he did, what helped him get through it. Because apparently, I never realized this, chemotherapy is really hard on eating.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't know this. So now I'm really not looking forward to ever having cancer. Because he ended up losing 36 pounds.
Wow!
But in order for him to eat, because I guess when chemo was really hard for him to swallow and he had no taste at all, he consisted on a diet of Mountain Dew, root beer, and Taco Bell.
If you're Taco Bell, you got to give him Taco Bell for life, right?
You do. I mean, he just highlighted. He said, funny enough, he had trouble swallowing. So he said, you know, like he would start the morning off with pancakes to try to help bring back some of the weight. But he said then he would have what amounted to like 2 cups of syrup for those pancakes.
Oh, my God.
Just to kind of water him down so that way he can swallow it. He hated the taste of water, so that's why he went to Mountain Dew and root beer. That was, you know, I guess his go-to drinks.
Sure.
And he said, but funny enough, Taco Bell tacos went down easily.
Oh, my God. If you know, there's got to be some sort of corporate card you can get where you're like, I'm an elite Taco Bell.
Chick-fil-A has it.
Yeah. I thought McDonald's did, too. Like, McDonald's had a gold card. It was like very, very few people got one, but it gave you meals forever.
Yeah.
You'd eat for free for the rest of your life. But Taco Bell's got to have one of those. Give it to Ron Rivera.
Yes.
Say, look, Ron, whether you eat Taco Bell or not for the rest of your life, we hope you do, but we want to honor you. We're glad we were able to help you get some weight back and recover from chemo and you're getting your appetite back and get some calories in you.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, that's, I love it.
I love, that's great.
I think I could do that.
As much as I hate the fact that Washington beat Pittsburgh, I'm a big Ron Rivera fan.
You can't help it.
I'm very happy, when
you look at the team itself, the storylines just from the team, just from this year, I mean, how can you not like the Washington football team besides the name?
And I think they're ticking upwards. I think Logan Thomas is playing great. They pointed it out in the broadcast how much better he's getting. Chase Young is going to start to do some good things. I mean, Alex Smith looks decent enough, and he's probably not the quarterback of the future. But
no,
you know,
of course not. He's not.
But you know, Antonio Gibson has had some really good games. I mean, look. I mean, it's a brick by brick, but I think they're building into something down the road in a couple years.
Right? I mean, this is something. I mean, obviously, Alex Smith isn't the future.
Yeah, he's not the future.
They got to address that problem some way, somehow. But this is, I mean, the core of this team. There's something to build off of here.
There really is, and you've got the right guy at the helm. I mean, you can make the case about Jay Gruden and all, you know, the mistakes he's made while he was there for a long period of time. But they've got the right guy. Ron Rivera is a good coach, and he can coach in this league. You just give them a little patience, and I think they're building something.
Just don't let Dan Snyder get in the way.
Exactly.
That's really what it comes down to.
That's right. Real quick, I hope they do find a nickname. I don't like this Washington football team thing. I'm not a fan of it. Yeah. I know some people are. I don't like it. I think find a nickname that works for you and go forward.
I do like the uniforms and helmets. I love the helmets.
Yes. Me too.
Want to throw a mascot on the helmet, that's fine. I love the numbers.
I do too. I like that old school look. It's pretty cool. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is Michael Jordan's golf course.
What's it? X23 or something?
Well,
what's it called?
No, it's what is?
Double X 23.
Actually, it's just 23.
Yeah, yeah. It's really elite course.
Well, only. I think it's almost Augusta like.
Yeah, it's very,
you have to
very
be invited
limited
to play.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson's a member.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, you say that like that you're shocked.
I know.
Oh, actually, it's called the Grove 23.
The Grove 23, okay.
Or XXIII. So, you know.
That's where I was getting the X's. It was Roman numerals for
so
his 23.
It's either,
right.
Hopefully you know your Super Bowl numbers.
Right.
But the reason why it's in the bad of the day, they replaced the beer cart with drones.
Did they really?
So drones are going to be coming down. They're dropping off your booze and your food via drone instead of, you know, the cute beer cart girl, you know, giving them something to do. Instead of the beer cart coming around. I don't know. I mean, when I go golfing, I love seeing the beer cart off in the distance and like, yep, I got to go find my wallet.
I know. Me too.
Let me just shake this shot real quick. Go get my wallet.
We have the local course I played that's a couple miles from my house does not have a beer cart girl, a cart girl, and we have begged them to get one. Like the people who play there a lot keep saying to management, can you please at least in the summertime, you want to do it in the spring, you don't want to do it in the fall, that's fine.
Yeah.
But at least when it's 1,000 degrees outside, can you please send somebody out there with some cold beverages?
Yeah.
I mean, for the love of Pete. Yeah, no, you're right. And they're nice, and they're usually working in college and whatnot. And you give them some money. And
not only that, but maybe it's just me, but how soon until somebody tries to take aim at these drones?
Yeah, I know. Right.
Because when you're at a driving range and you see the little guy out there scooping up all the golf balls, don't you change your method of hitting?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And you aim for the guy in the cart.
Drones, are the drones answers for everything now? It's like everybody wants to use a drone. And my thing is I look at the logistics of it and I go, I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah.
Like maybe in this case, it's a golf course is limited. Like, but when they talked about like Amazon dropping off packages, I'm like, you're just asking for trouble. What are you talking about? Putting a drone, some teenager's house, like he's just going to grab the drone. And
but you know what I'm afraid of is, you know, I mean, okay. Are you sure that it's strapped in there when you're delivering that Ming vase to me?
Right, exactly. And it's flying over the highway. So I'm sitting in my traffic, and all of a sudden a drone from Amazon's dropping some package on the roof of my car.
Yeah.
Right, or something like that. No, you're right. And the same thing here. Do I want my – like, let's say I'm not a beer drinker. But let's say I want a Coke. Like, is it not going to shake by the time I get it from a drone flight?
What's worse? You know, is it worth shaking and then you having to open it, or all of a sudden it just kind of slipped out of the hook?
Right.
Or the claw, or however it's being delivered, and it falls, it plummets down to the ground about 100, 200 feet. That thing's going to go off like a missile.
But you made a really good point. Yeah, you made a really good point about the cart girl. I mean, think about the women who would have been employed at an elite, rich, very wealthy country club. Like, seriously.
You can pay them below minimum wage and they won't care.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you think Phil is not going to give her $100? He tips everybody. He gives everybody $100.
I know.
Right? Phil Mickelson alone is worth getting that job. You're like, I made $700 today because Ricky Fowler and Phil Mickelson each gave me $1,000 or, you know, whatever it is, a couple $100 a piece.
Yeah, I just split my tips, but it's okay.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's great.
I know.
So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is pretty much 2020 in a nutshell.
Okay.
Joe Exotic.
We back to him again?
We're back to him again.
Well, we started the year with, started this pandemic with Joe Exotic.
Yeah, we got to finish it up with him. Joe Exotic has asked Kim Kardashian to help him get a presidential pardon.
Well, apparently Kim Kardashian has done this before, right?
She has. She has some experience. She
has some experience with this. So he's at least that's not a terrible idea, but it probably isn't going to work.
No, I mean he wrote a letter. I mean, the problem was in the letter. He says, you know, nobody has to know. But now the letter's out there, so we're all going to talk about it. Like, Joe, now we know.
Remember we talked about this during the whole Lion King phase. What was it called? Tiger King. We kind of think he did this, right? Like, we don't think he got railroaded.
No.
Like, we don't think he's, like, in prison for something he did. Like, he's innocent of these charges.
No, he's serving 20. He's into a year already in his 22-year sentence for a murder for hire on Carol Baskin.
We kind of saw the evidence and went, yeah, you did it.
Yeah. There's no ways around it. But
there's nobody in his court. Like, nobody's in his camp. Like, the people that worked with him, like, yeah, of course he did.
Okay, well, I mean, some people are on his camp because for whatever reason, I mean, he's working really hard to petition Donald Trump for a presidential pardon because it's probably the only way he's going to get one.
Yeah, it's true.
But so, I mean, to great lengths, too, because he's already spent like $10,000 in a Trump hotel in Washington.
What a great way for Trump to leave office. Like the last thing he does. And Joe Exotic's free. Bye, America.
Stamp.
Good luck. There you go. Enjoy. Here's my present to you. Here's the Tiger King is loose.
He's not a detriment to society.
Enjoy it. my present to America.
The headline says it all. I mean, Joe Exotic, Kim Kardashian, 2020, presidential pardons. I mean, that's wrapped up in a nutshell right there.
So amazing. That is so amazing. I mean, Joe Exotic. I will not deny my enjoyment of every second I watched that documentary. But then afterwards, I was like, that's enough. I'm done with this group of people.
We've had to take a couple showers to rinse that filth off of us.
Everyone's temperature varies throughout the day, so it's important that you screen for fever in the morning and in the evening. Fever is a sign of COVID-19. Stay safe with the Exergen temporal scanner. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue along, Sports Map Radio.